And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
LaMarcus Aldridge wants to pull up Blake Griffin and join a contender. Blake Griffin practices for the first time with Brooklyn. What will his role be? And Kyle Lowry said he will retire a Raptor, but doesn't rule out the possibility of a trade this season. Hey, I'm Tass Mellis. It's a little chilly in my garage, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Thursday, March 11th. So the big news on Wednesday was that LaMarcus Aldridge and the San Antonio Spurs have agreed to part ways. The 35-year-old Aldridge just hasn't been himself recently. He's been a great player throughout his career, been a great player on all teams he's played for, except for my fantasy team this year. I forgive you, LaMarcus. You're 35. It's understandable. Seven-time All-Star, five-time All-NBAer. Has dropped off across the board this season, including games played, which is a huge worry for the San Antonio Spurs. And why they're looking to trade him, although it may result in a buyout, sort of like Blake Griffin, who we'll get to in a second. But there will be suitors for Aldridge because, although he's only played 21 games this season, a third of those, he scored 20-plus points. The rumored teams, the Boston Celtics, always a hot rumor for a backup big, although I don't really like the fit there. Their defense has fallen off, not Aldridge's forte, and that'll help when Marcus Smart comes back this week. But you're going to take away minutes from Robert Williams, who is a per-minute beast as a backup center. And they need a ball mover, not a ball stopper. So I don't think Aldridge really fits there. Going back to Portland, his first team in the league, kind of makes sense, although they'd be going all in on offense if they were to get LaMarcus Aldridge. They already have a guy like that with Enes Kanter coming off the bench. Yusuf Nurkic should be coming back to start at center. I don't think that's going to happen either. I think the team that he shunned in 2015 free agency to go to San Antonio in the Los Angeles Lakers is where he'll end up because they already have a great defense. So you can insert him there as a backup center and have the team work around him to help him out defensively. I don't mind that at all. Obviously, a direct line to a championship for Aldridge. They kind of need a backup center still. With Marc Gasol being their starting center, there are minutes to be had. Montrezl Harrell is kind of their backup center along with Anthony Davis. But in the regular season, They need somebody to soak up some minutes. So AD will be the five a lot in the postseason. But Aldridge can feel good about playing some minutes for LA here the rest of the season. That's just my guess. Anyways, the San Antonio Spurs started their second half of the season and 40 games and 68 nights because of how many postponements they had in the first half. They lost to the Dallas Mavericks in their first game of those 40 and 68. LaMarcus Aldridge, 40 and 68. No, thank you. I'm out of here. Hopefully he finds a new team soon. Like Blake Griffin, who joined the Brooklyn Nets after being bought out by the Detroit Pistons. He had his first practice with Brooklyn.
What's up, guys? It's Blake checking in after our first practice back from All-Star break. Can't wait to get out there and see you guys in Barclays. We'll see you soon.
I cannot wait to watch Blake Griffin in Brooklyn. But how's it going to work? I'm still unclear. I don't know if the Brooklyn Nets are clear either. Steve Nash had a conversation with Blake. They were spotted out talking about his role. Now, Steve Nash says he is likely to be a five. Blake Griffin says this team needs help at the four. Maybe it's all semantics because it's positionless basketball these days. But let's just take it from the beginning of a game. When the ball is tipped, will Blake be on the floor or will he be sitting? Because throughout his 11-year career, Blake hasn't come off the bench once, not for one single game. And he's got to come off the bench, right? When you've got a starting three of Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving and James Harden, a big three, I should call him, plus Joe Harris. I mean, that's where he would fit. He'd fit in Joe Harris's spot. But Joe Harris is just such a great shooter. Blake could fit with those big four at the end of games. That would make sense when the Nets get all nitty and gritty and start to play hard defense. KD and Blake at the 4-5 could work. But I just wonder if Blake is comfortable with coming off the bench. If he's going to Brooklyn, he had the conversations with Natch. He had the most conversations with Kevin Durant, who is still out. Then he's got to be comfortable with it, right? So that would make sense. I can't wait to watch. But this is going to be a new role for Blake. And speaking of Kevin Durant being out, Durant will miss his 10th straight game on Thursday with a hamstring injury. He is scheduled to have more imaging done on the injury in the next week. So KD not coming back anytime soon. That's got to be a bit of a bad sign. Although the team is saying that he is coming along very well and looking great. Blake will not be playing on Thursday night himself. They're trying to ramp him up as he hasn't played for several weeks with the Detroit Pistons. Moving on to Kyle Lowry, another guy who could be the difference in winning a championship if he is traded. Kyle Lowry took to Instagram to shoot down the rumors coming from the Ringer that he's telling everyone that he's being dealt before the deadline. And then he told the media that he will retire as a Raptor. But, it doesn't mean he's not being dealt. Listen.
So I'm gonna say this, I will retire as a Toronto Raptor. So, you know, that if I'm here, I will retire as a Toronto Raptor. You know, that one day contract, hey, whatever happens. What I would like to see is, you know, finish the season out as strong as possible. Whatever happens, happens. You know, at the end of the day, myself, you know, my agent, you know, the organization, we have to, everyone has to do what's best for them, right? Everyone has to do what's best for them in the best situation. Who knows what that is, right? Who knows what that's going to be? Who knows what that time's going to tell?
Yeah, who knows, Kyle? I think this is clear, though. Kyle is saying that if there is a trade on the table that benefits both the organization and Kyle Lowry, then Lowry could approve it. He's not saying he's going to be a Raptor for life. And whether he's dealt in the next 2 weeks before the trade deadline or he moves in the offseason, the parting of ways definitely will be amicable with the Toronto Raptors organization and fan base, and he'll probably have his butt as a likeness out as a statue outside the Air Canada Centre, the Scotiabank Arena. So everything is all good. But it has to be a deal that Kyle approves, in my opinion. Now, the great Michael Grange of Sportsnet is saying that Kyle will not be dealt over the next 14 weeks. Maybe there's not a deal to be had out there, although obviously teams like the Clippers or the Sixers would benefit a whole heck of a lot if they had Kyle Lowry on their roster. He's going to be 35 soon. Maybe he wants to take another run at it. And I do not think that he ruled it out whatsoever by his actions there. Although the headlines are all saying, well, Kyle Lowry's retiring as a Raptor, it's not a done deal that he's going to be there for the rest of his career. He'll come back on a one-day contract, though. So Raptors fans have to be pumped that the Groat, the greatest Raptor of all time, will retire as a Toronto Raptor. 2 weeks till the deadline, as I mentioned. March 25th is coming up quick. So many names still being floated around. A few I'm watching: the Hawks, John Collins, who turned down 4 years, $92 million before this season. He'll be a restricted free agent this offseason. Do the Hawks deal him before they have to negotiate? Same goes for the Chicago Bulls and Lauri Markkanen. He'll also be a free agent come this offseason. Do the Bulls want to negotiate or do they want to deal him? And let's stay with the Bulls. Thaddeus Young. He's been an incredible find for them. And considering that 20 teams now make the playoffs with the play-in tournament, there should be more buyers than there are sellers. Conventionally, the Bulls are just kind of in the playoff picture. Thaddeus Young, a great vet, would be dealt in normal circumstances. But he's been so good, they could make the playoffs. Actually, he's been what Blake Griffin ought to be with the Brooklyn Nets, working at the elbows, short rolls, making plays for everybody else has been Thaddeus Young's forte this season. He's been so good at it. Do they want to go for it, or do they cash in on what is likely to be peak Thaddeus Young value Cannot wait. 2 weeks till the trade deadline. We'll have plenty of programming here on No Dunks surrounding the deadline, including a trade deadline special as soon as time ticks down to 3 o'clock Eastern on March 25th. Look forward to that. Look forward to you joining me tomorrow. I'll see you then.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF-IN-IOWA. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.